Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Bless. My name is Melissa Harmon, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so glad you're listening in today. I know it has been a minute, but I'm really excited to be here, and I'm really excited to share some stuff with you. Now, for those of you that don't know, this podcast is all about your business and your life and how the two can really coexist together. And I called this podcast Hot Mess and Blessed because I truly believe that that accurately describes my life to a T. Because I'll be honest, when I first started wanting a better life, I was truly a hot mess. And I will not lie, there are still moments in my life where I'm like, holy cow, how am I running a multi-million dollar organization? I am a hot mess. But then I also know how truly blessed I am. I know that I have this amazing family, and I know that I'm blessed with the opportunity to be able to help change people's lives and inspire them and motivate them and to just really look at the world and see that I can truly help make an impact. And I'm so blessed for that. And so I'm so glad you're here tuning in. If you're new, I would love to hear what you think about the podcast after you listen in today. And if you're old, no, I'm just kidding. You're not old, but if you've been around the Hot Mess and Blessed train, wagon, what have you, for a little while now, I would love to know what you think of it. I'd love to know what you'd want to hear more of. Please share that by writing a review. I take all of those into great consideration, and I love to know what it is that you love to hear from yours truly. So you can go on to iTunes and rate the podcast. And then I always love to know who's listening and when they're listening. So make sure you screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. And I always, always, always repost and share those onto my stories. So you'll be a fan feature in my Instagram stories, which is super cool. So let's go ahead and dive in. Now, for those of you that don't know, I have been through a life coaching program through the incredible Sarah Centrella. And there's a few things, I think, over these next few weeks that I want to like really reignite my brain with. And so I thought if you guys are cool with this, I wanted to kind of take you on that journey with me. So I thought what a fun way of doing that this would be. And so I'm going to kind of be diving into this work and some other leadership work that I'm going through. And so I'm going to talk it out with you, and we're going to do some of the work together through this podcast. So, you know, if you're cool with homework, I think it would be really powerful to start doing some of these action steps and really just start to see where you're at, where it is that you want to go. Because I truly believe if you set an intention and you have a plan in your mind and you have ideas of memories that you want to create for your future, I truly, truly believe that God will find a way to make it happen. Okay. I don't believe that God gave us this mind, that He put these dreams in our head without giving us some sort of opportunity or some sort of way to make it happen. I believe that there is some divine intervention that God has for us that allows us to kind of fit our life like a puzzle piece, right? Like it's just, I imagine almost like when I take a step, a path starts to form every step I take. And so while I may not always feel like I made the right decision, I know that that was like the ultimate plan for me. So I hope that helps you. And I hope it helps you realize that even though maybe you're not where you want to be right now, because I think no matter how successful you are in your life, there's always more that you could want. There's always more that you feel like you could be doing in your life, whether that be with your family, whether that be with your faith, whether that be with your own health, whatever the case may be. I truly believe that we all have that, oh, I could be doing this. I should be doing this, right? I want you to give yourself a little bit of grace, right? We've been extended this beautiful grace. I want you to give that to yourself. And I want you to really start practically applying the things that you want to your life to start making it happen. And so today, what I really think would be a great idea, because we're on this journey together, right? We're figuring out where it is we want to go. We're figuring out what it is that we want to do. We want to figure out what that grand vision is. I actually just put this in one of my posts today because I thought it was so just prevalent to what's going on in my life, because I know that sometimes we let things overwhelm us or we let things stress us out, and we hear all the time, oh, well, what happens if I fail again? Oh my gosh, my family's gonna think I'm crazy for doing this. Oh my gosh, I can't do another one of those things, or I don't have the money. What is so-and-so gonna say, right? And when your reason why is small, whatever it is that you're chasing, there's always gonna be a problem first off, right? Like, oh, look at this, there's a roadblock, I gotta go back, right? And it's going to feel impossible because that reason isn't big enough, okay? But when you have that massive vision, when you have this huge purpose behind whatever it is that you want to do, it's going to become more possible. And all those things that you said were little problems or big problems, whatever, along your way, you're all of a sudden going to find these solutions for them. Okay? So I want you to spend some time today, or whenever you get a few minutes or maybe a half an hour, to sit down, and I want you to just be honest with yourself. Okay? Now, I would definitely recommend having a journal for this section, because I think there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes up for you. But I think it's really important, if you want to know where you're going, I think it's really important to establish where you're at right now, okay? Because I know sometimes we think we're way worse off than we are, or maybe you've got this head in the clouds things going on, and you think it's way better than it actually is, right? You're saying, oh, my business is taking off, we're doing massive things. And you realize you're really not growing that much, or you realize your business hasn't truly changed much at all. Whatever the case may be, I want you to sit down and I want you to take a cold, hard look at things. For me personally, I'm going to be honest with you. We're in quarantine time still. Things are lightening up. Things are opening up little by little, but my gym still isn't fully open. And so I don't have access to childcare, and I have a 10-year-old at home. So I still don't have the luxury of going to the gym whenever I want, because I can't bring my daughter to the gym with me. And so though I have an at-home workout program, do you think I use it? My goodness gracious, no. I still am active. I'm still taking the dog for a walk, but do I feel different because I'm not picking up the weights and putting them down? You bet your bottom dollar I feel it. And so I have to write down and be honest with myself. Like, my strength, my energy levels have shifted because that part of my life is completely different right now, right? And I'm going to give myself a little grace, because this is a crazy time in the world, but I also am going to recognize that, and I'm going to acknowledge it, and I'm going to write it down on my list, right? So take a look at all the areas of your life. What's going on with your family? What's going on with your finances? What's going on with your faith? What's going on with your future, okay? What are you doing to build that future? I want you to just really take a good look, spend some time evaluating yourself. Okay, so I almost think of it like a report card for yourself. Now, don't be too hard on yourself. This isn't to give yourself a grade, but it is to really recognize what's happening in all of those areas of your life, of your existence. Because then what we can start to do on the next podcast is we can really start to figure out, what is it that you want out of your life? Now, I'm going to ask you some prompting questions, some things that maybe you haven't really thought of ever before in your life. When I first went through this, I thought, oh, okay, I don't really need another house. I don't really need to have all of these people doing all of these different tasks for me. And then I realized if I want to get to the level of success that I desire, I can't be a one-woman show. It's impossible. I would be stressed. I would not be a good mother. I would not be a good business owner. I wouldn't have it in me. And so I realized that I need to relinquish some of that control and have the assistant, have the personal trainer, have the what have you, okay? Have the gorgeous house by the beach. Oh gosh, I can't wait for that, okay? So I want you to really take some time today, think of these things, think of where you're at, and then next time we chat, we're going to talk about where it is we're going, my friends. Because that should be something that fires you up. And if it doesn't, and if it stresses you out, then we're going to talk on that too. So I hope you got value from this. I can't wait for you to share this and then maybe just put in like one of your little notes that you wrote down, right? So screenshot this and say, oh, I can't wait for my fitness to be better after going through some of this podcast. Okay, so go ahead. That's your homework for today. I just want to say I'm so grateful for you for listening in, and we will talk to you on the next one. Bye.